Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
You should just call a campaign and get it over with so that we know either we'll be dealing with him for the next 4 years or we'll be dealing with the official opposition leader for the next 4 years. But trying to fight a proxy war with Alberta is not helpful when we have a lot of things that we need to solve. It's not very professional. And so that's what I'm saying. Either come to the table, work with us in a spirit of collaboration, or call an election.
The Premier of Alberta challenging Mr. Trudeau to call an election. Don't run a proxy campaign. Call an election. Do it now. Do you want one? Do you want an election now? And would you, here's part B of the question, would you potentially vote differently than you did in 2019 or 2021? 1-800-263-2428. Our text line is 1-877-399-9898. Henry in Mississauga, Ontario texts, yes, I want a federal election. If anything, the country needs an election today. The sooner we have an election, the sooner we get rid of the Trudeau coalition, Trudeau NDP coalition, before they destroy the country. 1-877-399-9898. Is our text line. Let's go to Mission, British Columbia, and start with Dave. Dave, what's your sense? Do you want to vote this year?
Oh, hey, Roy. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
The thing I see here is that we definitely need an election. The way this government has been acting here over the last 8 years, with starting with SNC-Lavalin and going right down here to Bill C-63 that's come out here just lately, I just think that we're definitely in need of an election. This is just, he's so unpopular. I'm not going to be one of them guys that goes on the radio or make comments, call him names or anything like that. But he's just way too unpopular and way too divisive for this country. I mean, he's so unpopular. If you hung a pork chop around his neck, a dog wouldn't play
come
with
on.
Him.
I've heard that. You know? I've heard that one many times.
Did you
at any of the three elections, did you vote for Trudeau?
Never voted for Trudeau. Would never voted for his old man. I've never voted Liberal, other than in BC here, which our Liberal
more party conservative than Liberal
party.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Never.
Thanks,
never,
Dave.
Never will. Thanks, Roy. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for your call. Dave in Mission, British Columbia. Let's move to the east, but not too far. Here's Derek in Edmonton. Derek, election this year, yes or no?
Hey, Roy. So, yes, I would want an election. Would I want it, like, right now, immediately? Probably not. But I think that I wouldn't know who to vote for, because Pierre Poilievre, I don't trust him one bit. I don't like his cut, cut, cut mentality. I really don't like just Pierre Poilievre as a person. I'll be upfront about that. Jagmeet Singh, I don't know if we can trust him. I think he's more trustable than Pierre. But I struggle to understand how he could say, I want universal pharmacare, and then give us two things.
It's not pharmacare. It's just the political agreement. It's to keep the two of them, the two parties, running the country. So you're not sure how you would vote. You want an election, but you're not sure where your vote would
exactly.
go. Yeah, that's fair. Thank you very much for the call. In Lucan, Ontario, Greg, what about you? 2024 in election time?
Yeah, I was ready yesterday, Roy. My pen's in my hand. I'd run down to the polls today if they had it. I really don't think we can endure another year. I mean, we might have to, but the damage he's going to do between now and the election, who knows? Who knows who's going to try to pull off? But, you know, everybody's feeling the hurt in this country. We need to change quick, and I'll be voting conservative like I pretty much have been for the last, I don't know, at least 30 years of my life. I mean, I went through the stages of NDP, liberal, then I woke up and got smart, and now I go conservative because it makes more sense.
All right. Greg in Lucan, Ontario, 1-800-263-2428. Phone lines are very busy, but we just had one for you, obviously. 800-263-2428. Time for an election in 2024, Premier Smith. Challenging Mr. Trudeau. If you're going to come to our province of Alberta and you're going to run a proxy election, then have the testicular courage to call an election. Bonnie is in Wadena, Saskatchewan. How are you, Bonnie?
I'm good, thank you, Roy. Yes, I would love to have an election. The sooner the better. I've lost confidence in this government. There's no transparency. It's all cabinet confidence. We have We Charity, the Winnipeg Lab, CADM, SNC, Labulin, the carbon tax issue that he treats us like a bunch of fools on April 1st will go up, and we can't afford it. And he is just a corrupt leader. And for people that don't know, think they should vote for him, Trudeau, then they're
out. He's going to, you know, he's going to get a lot of votes. I don't think he's going to get nearly enough to form a minority government again, but he's going to get votes.
Yes, he will. And if he gets in again, we might as well say we have a totalitarian government. And he's power hungry, and we will be.
Okay.
Very sorry.
Thank you, Bonnie. In Wadena, Saskatchewan, 800-263-2428. The Roy Green Show, do you want an election in 2024? And I'm also curious whether how you vote this time, whether it's this year or next year, I mean, where you are right now, would it represent a change from how you voted in 2019 or 2021? Joe's in Vancouver. Joe, thank you for calling. Hello, Joe.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing quite well. I voted for Trudeau last time around because he gave a good he gave me something to hope for. But over the last four years or so, I just can't watching him on the world stage and representing our country. I can't go for that anymore. And I just caught him. You know, he just talks too much, and you catch him fibbing. The other thing is that, I think his time is up. He's been in there 8 years. But there's another thing, too. I mean, is he trustworthy? I know he's gone through a separation with his wife. And I think a lot of people who have families might not vote for him because of that.
I don't think so. Joe, I would disagree with you. I think that's just very personal. And I would hope most people, all people would not take that into account when they're voting. But you've decided no more Justin Trudeau. You voted for him before. 800-263-2428 is the number. Chris is in Edmonton. Chris, election this year, and who would you be leaning toward now?
Roy, I would like an election to have occurred last year. It can't come soon enough, please. They need to end this confidence and supply agreement. And as far as who I would vote for, I would vote for Pierre Poilievre. Mr. Trudeau is completely out of touch with reality. His government has taken us from, 400 billion dollars in debt to $1.2 trillion in debt where we're paying.
Yeah, they spend madly, and they'll tell you that it was because of the pandemic, but they just have this preference for spending and not being fiscally responsible. We have the evidence.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for me, Roy, is the fact that we cannot afford, and Poilievre is right, we cannot afford this government. Mm-hmm. They spend like drunken sailors.
No, hold on. Chris, okay. Chris, I've been a drunken sailor, and I spent more judiciously than this government. I was wearing the Canadian naval uniform, and I was drunk out of my mind. They can't come and get me now. It's been too many years, and I spent more carefully.
Judicious does not appear in their vocabulary, Roy. We cannot, like Poilievre says, this is not just a line. This is not just a an advertisement. We cannot afford these guys anymore.
Yeah. So you're going, you're definitely going, thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call. Definitely going conservative. Let's move a couple of hours down the highway from Edmonton to Calgary. And Marianne calling us. Marianne, how are you?
Great, Roy. That was an interesting admission on your part from your past. Boy, oh boy. Just wanted to say a confession from me. I have voted in the past for Pierre Trudeau, but sure as heck couldn't vote for this one. The interesting thing I find about the two Rolex socialists, Singh and Trudeau, is the fact that neither one of them has indicated what this wonderful pharmacare program is
going to cost them. It's nothing but a political game. It's a document they signed to continue their agreement to govern the country. That's the Liberals didn't want it. The NDP want to have the bragging rights. It's not a national pharmacare program. Zero.
Yeah, the NDP have the Liberals by the you know what. But anyway,
by the earlobes. Yeah.
Yeah, but it begs the question. What is going to happen? Are they going to increase taxes to cover that? Are they going to increase debt, or are they going to do both? And I suspect,
Marianne, it's going to be both, and we'll all have to decide between now and whenever the writ is dropped how we intend to vote. Thank you, Marianne, in Calgary. All right, that gives us a bit of a taste on how this country is feeling, at least today.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.